This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Let's move over to another fine group of folks. Duggars.
Oh. I'm sorry, Robin. It's such horrible things.
I need to take a break from these people because I can't. My God. It gets weirder. It gets darker. All that. Kendra Duggar was raised inside the religious system that built her husband's, or a similar system. It wasn't IBLP. It was another very strict religious system. But as we are learning, a bit different, actually a bit more grounded in reality, believe it or not. She married Joseph Duggar at barely 18, had four children by 27, and by all available accounts, lived the life she was trained to live, obedient, domestic, deeply embedded in a community that told her exactly who to be. She's now facing 18 misdemeanor charges, or eight misdemeanor charges in Arkansas. Her children have been removed from her custody, and investigators reportedly found locks on the outside of the children's bedroom doors. Her husband allegedly admitted twice to a nine-year-old on a family vacation 6 years ago. We're also learning behind the scenes, can't quite confirm it yet, that this child, who is now about 14 or 15 years old, may be very, very, very closely connected to Kendra. It might not just be a family friend. It might be a lot more than that. Kendra Duggar may have known nothing. She may have known something and had no framework to understand it. And I think that's where we're going to enter this, is the framework to understand, the framework to know what is going on around you. There's something I've learned in researching the IBLP over the last month and the Duggars, is when there's something kind of nasty, something that that you don't want people to sit with and stew on and contemplate and go, this is odd, they just don't give it a word. It just doesn't exist in the lexicon. And they find ways around it, and of almost toxic positivity. There's a toxic positivity of reframing, so many different things, of the horrible actions towards minors and things of that nature. And I want to caution everybody on the terms and the words that we use here, because we're on YouTube and we don't want to get, flagged. In the interest of getting the message across, we'll use different words. But the fact that these things don't even enter the lexicon of people in the IBLP, of families who practice this, how much more difficult does that make then for people who are entrenched in it? Kendra's a different case. Kendra married into it. She's seeing some of it. But like the Duggars, the 19 kids who knew this stuff from birth, all the people around these folks, how difficult is it then to identify red flags when you don't even have words for it?
Yeah, it's incredibly hard, and it makes sense that for many of them, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. And if you're taught that obedience and submission are everything, and you've been raised or married into that cult, and you take on the mindset, submission is virtue. And mm-hmm. they raise the children that, we're going to cause you pain. We're going to inflict pain on you until you submit. Mm-hmm. And you've got the hierarchy with, father, husband at the top, basically in this godlike position. And then when you marry, your husband takes that role. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a language for abuse. They don't have boundaries. They don't understand that they're supposed to have boundaries. They don't know what that means. And if you're taught that your instincts are wrong, you don't learn how to listen to them. And you may not even have the instinct that kicks in that something is harmful or something is bad.
Yeah. So, Siobhan, here's my question about the dynamic of this, because we don't know, like Tony was saying, the background of the girl that Joseph is accused of abusing, but it sounds like it's possibly related to Kendra, mm-hmm. and Kendra's family. So what I'm curious about is this: how does someone we understand how someone like Kendra gets drawn into the Duggar clan, under the umbrella, and it all gets filtered down through this pyramid structure of control, and the fear factor of getting outside the umbrella of control when things like this happen. But how did that supplant, especially since the family's obviously if this is all true, went on vacation together. So the families must have been close enough, and Kendra had enough religious background to be accepted by IBLP. So how does she get drawn from the umbrella of her own father, of her own parents, of that own protection into the Duggars and not get drawn back when crazy hits?
Yeah, we don't know enough about what she was raised with. And right. and it could be that it was similar enough, you know, in structure and hierarchy, that the whole Duggar thing was a fairly good fit for her because there were similarities. And the ability to not see is striking. And to deny it when it happens. Or as I said last week when we talked, very often to frame it that it was a seductive child, you know, that is responsible for this.
It's really interesting I've been diving into the IBLP and looking at how they structure, how they manipulate, how they coercively control their members and, call it, you know, God's layers of protection and umbrellas and all their bullshit. And also on the same note, learning more about the personal structure on a granular level from various reporting on the internets. So we'll leave it at that of what's been going on behind the scenes here. And it looks like there's been a fracture for quite some time with this family, with Kendra's family and the Duggars. And because remember, these allegations go back to 2020. So we're talking, you know, quite a few years ago now, believe it or not. 2020 is 6 years ago. But the fact that we see that, and then we see a bit of a rift, and then we see a lot of what tells me, and again, this is my this is me looking at the situation going, if someone wanted to coercively control somebody and maybe prevent someone from talking or speaking out or doing this, you're going to make threats, you're going to do this. And if we start to look deeper at what was going on behind the scenes, there seems to be a bit of that going on. Now, I'm not saying it's connected. I'm not saying that we know for sure or any of that. But it sure as hell looks like there was some things going on behind the scenes with some of the members of the Duggar family and Kendra's family, very much alienating Kendra into maybe alienating is the right word, but I guess further compacting her into the trash heap that is the Duggars, and keeping her, I guess, further away from the thinking of maybe her own family that may have been calling some of this out, that may have been saying, red flag over here. This is kind of weird. This is not okay. This should be reported. This should stop. This is your own family. And then allegedly Kendra still, you know, going along with the Duggars. And I'm not faulting her for it. It's an insanely confusing place to be for someone to be torn by your two families that you're a part of. Yeah. And then you mix God into the religion and eternal damnation if you pick the wrong door to go down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a battle for control with a lot of spirituality mixed in. I guess speak to that a little bit about how organizations like this, how people who are so deeply religious in a toxic way use all of those levers to control the people around them. And when they're no longer able to control them, what do they do with them?
Well, when you're no longer following the script, you are punished in some way. Mm-hmm. And there's probably a million subtle and not so subtle ways you can be punished. And, you know, I think people's identity becomes fused with the group. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the hallmarks of a cult is you lose your ability to think and you lose your ability to have a sense that you're a separate human being entitled to have your own thoughts. People are literally punished for answering questions. They're punished for independent thinking. And when you're married to someone who has authority over you and you've bought into that system, it's very hard to challenge it, even when you have other family members that are challenging it or encouraging you to look at things differently. It's sort of like you repeat the story over and over and over in your head because thinking and analyzing is dangerous.
Kind of like Asa Alrup in our other story.
Yeah, a lot of similarities.
And again, just that power of language they use, because, you know, we're using our objective analysis of what they're doing for control, fear, intimidation, but those aren't the words they were using. The emotional reaction was, but they keep going back to this thing, you just confessed to us, and you didn't do a S violation against a little child. You were, you know, you had a moral failing. And then in order to get over it, you have to be restored. And the only way to be restored is to confess to us, not the police, not anyone else. No. They don't say that because that's illegal. They just keep it in that context of this is the language under the umbrella. Oh, it's just, it's, if you're going to control human beings, this was a masterclass on how to do it and have them completely bought into it. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and that idea of restore is going to produce more offenders because they never, you know, it's something external. The devil tempted them, and they just at that moment had a slip that just came out of nowhere. And what we know with can we say sex offenders?
Say S offenders.
S offenders.
There is a whole thinking process that leads up to it. It doesn't just happen out of nowhere. And so it keeps them from ever being able to examine what is going on in my head that led to this happening, which is why it happens over and over and over again for folks like this.
And that over and over and over again, Siobhan, we were saying yesterday with Bob Mata, can you imagine how attractive this organization is to those S offenders out there that they finally found a home that all they got to do is they can do whatever they want. They'll be rewarded with restoration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And they still attract, and yet the organization still exists. It blows your mind.
Yeah.
And that's scary and creepy because you're talking about people who are on the outside of that world, and not a lot of people go into it. I mean, some do, but it's a very closed off world, and a lot of the people inside that world are bred there. Like they are grown and raised, and that is all they absolutely know. And what I'm noticing is the moral failures. There doesn't seem to be, and this is my interpretation of it, they're tone deaf to the weight of wrongs, of things that people do, of offenses, almost as if doing that to a 9-year-old is just as bad as stealing Snickers, you know, from her candy bag at Halloween. I mean, a moral failure is me stealing a bag of Skittles from my daughter's dresser. Like that would be she saved her allowance for it. She got it, but I really want that Skittles. And gosh darn it, I got the munchies. I'm going to take your Skittles. That's a moral failure. Yeah. That would be like level 1 moral failure. Level 10 is the allegation of what he admitted to in Florida. Mm-hmm. But when they treat it all as if you're stealing Skittles, the hierarchy, the weight of the offenses, nobody seems to understand the difference in the impact that it makes on someone else. And in no way, shape, or form am I trying to stand up for Joseph Duggar. But if this is the environment that you are raised in and everything is pretty much the same equal weight, it's got to be difficult as they grow up and they're uneducated. I mean, these people have like a second grade education at the end of the day is what I'm learning. They didn't get a high school diploma. Most of them are not educated. Like there's like 2 that have GEDs. The rest, they had the Gothard workbooks. And from insider information we have, the Duggars didn't even teach most of that shit. They basically stopped at second grade from what we understand and what some reporting is saying. And then from there on out, so there are a bunch of frickin' morons at the end of the day. They are. I mean, and it's not their fault, the kids. It's not the kids' fault. I'm not saying Josh is, you know, but their education level is you're talking about second graders. That's why when we heard those phone calls between Kendra and Josh, everybody's like, they sound like 12-year-olds. Yeah, because they essentially, intellectually, they are 12-year-olds.
It's the critical thinking level is what it is, right?
Who shit out kids because we didn't teach them about that either. Other than once they're married, it's like, okay, go F like rabbit. habits. And when everything is at the same level, that I would think it becomes a breeding ground for predatory behavior in young men, in ways and in more dangerous ways than even in an environment that does instill and teach how wrong that is, because you've taken the whole mechanism out of that equation that says this is horrible, this is really 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 bad. You will destroy your own life, that will destroy someone else's life. This shouldn't be your instinct to begin with, but if for some freaking reason it is, don't go there. It's not even there. It's not part of the equation. That is a scary thing about this group. Is that why we see more predators come out of environments like this than we do necessarily other ones?
I think so. It's a breeding ground for people with S problems and never having appropriate education about what's normal, what's not normal. Somebody said in the documentary, the girls weren't even allowed to have tampons because that was considered a form of, pleasure. It's just so out of reality.
And violating yourself before your husband does.
Right.
That's what they said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They did not, the kids had absolutely no sense of what normal was. I have a friend who wrote a book. It's not a secret at all, but about being raised in it, not a cult, not to this degree, but a very religious home where there were no boundaries. And dad, until she was 16, 17 years old, would come in and have long conversations with her while she was taking a bath and just sat not right next to her in the bathtub. And guess what happened? Severe SA for years by older brother. And you get these families where people are not given a sense of what's normal and what's not okay. No boundaries and no insight. And yeah, she grew up, got away from all of them, went to therapy and wrote a book about it. So,
according to Jill Duggar's book, we keep skipping over some of this sometimes, is no matter what the boys do with their moral failings, they blame it on the girl being too enticing. They're revealing too much. They still keep victim blaming and they're letting the guys off. All you got to do is confess and you're restored. And it was all the girl's fault all along anyway. That's just a great system, man.
Yeah. And the girls are not allowed to be angry. They're not allowed to have feelings about it. So it's repress, 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 which, when people have to live that way, they're going to have psychological problems down the road.
And that's why you see, you listen to the jail halls, house calls between Joseph and Kendra, and she's got the nice voice on all this. And she's telling him how she's had to have multiple transfusions.
IVs.
She's had multiple IVs. She can't eat. She can't sleep. She's losing weight, but she's still got the nice voice on. She's completely falling apart.
Yeah.
And he's reading Psalms.
Yeah,
he's like, well, you just, Psalms today.
Just read the Psalms. Just read more Bible. I like this version of Bible, which is also kind of striking. So, Siobhan, did you find that in your experience that I found this shocking was they're using Christianity, their selective version of it, in all they're doing to maintain this control, yet I was really kind of shocked at Joseph's and Kendra's lack of knowledge of the Bible until he was thrown into prison with nothing else to do. Is that common?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all in the Bible, has so much in it and so many diverse kinds of things. You compare the Old Testament to the New Testament and Psalms to Leviticus. I mean, it's a real mishmash that's all over the place, and people can be very selective in what they choose to focus on, and they choose to focus on things that serve them in the moment or reinforce their biases or their anger, or sometimes God is the angry, vengeful God who's going to punish everybody. Sometimes it's Jesus with the Sermon on the Mount, and people will very selectively go to whatever it is that meets their needs.
I know there are people near the Duggar clan that know the Duggar clan, that communicate with the Duggar clan, that watch this program. Get Kendra this book.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's a great idea. That's get a very good idea.
Get her this book. Put a different cover over it so nobody catches her reading it. Get her that book. If you were to say something to Kendra right now, Siobhan, having been someone who escaped religiosity and that sort of a mindset and that sort of a an upbringing and a family life and all that, and the outside world is, you know, evil and all that, where she's sitting right now trying to figure out what the hell to do. She's got four kids that, you know, with the Duggars. She's got the Duggars that are sitting there love bombing her right now, saying, you know, we're going to take care of you. We're going to do this. Go stay with one of the 19 kids that we shit out. And the kids are taking, it'll be okay. It'll be, you know, they're very much closing the wagons and hoping to God she doesn't escape and doesn't spill the beans on everything that she knows within their group. What would you tell her? I mean, as far as, I mean, because there's a lot of fear right now, I'm sure, of not wanting to get out, of a fear of what's going to happen if you get out, that it's the end of the world, that, oh my gosh, Jim Bob's going to remove his umbrella of help and authority, and there's probably an NDA involved somewhere in there, and he's probably going to try and get you for taxes. There's gazillions of attorneys around here that could easily shut Jim Bob down in a second. But so what would you say to alleviate that fear, that concern? Because if she walks away from them, I mean, she has her family to go back to, hopefully. I'm sure they would lovingly take her back. But she would be walking away from the Duggars and the coercive control and whatever bullshit they're spewing at her right now in terms of trying to keep her in the fold. What would you say from your experience?
You know, she needs a safe person or a safe place or safe friends where she can talk about her fears and her feelings and to be encouraged to speak things that when she's in the religious group, it's just not allowed to have those questions. You're not allowed to speak. And the more people can feel like they have support to open up, to sit with reality, to express their pain, you know, because the other thing about these groups, you're not allowed to have pain. You know, you've got to be smiley happy. You've got to be joyful. You've got to be praising God all the time. Well, that's not, can't be what she's experiencing legitimately internally. And so I think even one person who can be safe, you know, without criticizing her, but just encouraging the floodgate to open, I think that would be the best therapy there is. And of course I'd say go to therapy, but you know, that's not where everybody's at.
Get out first.
You know, if you're afraid to say something and to talk, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
I think that's just really the baseline. And even you might not want to hear what your dad tells you. He's going to let you talk if this is the case in her case. But someone, anyone, a mother, a sister, a friend, like Siobhan says, if you don't feel safe to share, you are in the wrong place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very much.
Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we continue to work through the nightmare that is the Duggars counting the charges.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.